Blog Talk Radio.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, happy Sunday to each and every one of you. Today is a super, super gorgeous Sunday here in Connecticut. And as always, I feel so super blessed to be on this broadcast with you today. I want to welcome guest 337 to the show. And if you are hearing me, and whether you're listening on your computers or iPhone or any of those gorgeous tools that you have, please be part of the conversation. I want to just thank you. I noticed for the past four shows that I have done, they have just been downloading from the archive like wildfire. And for that, I thank you. I want to ask you, in addition, if you would stop at the show page and write a comment about what you're getting from these shows. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And as always, I want you to be part of the conversation. And you can do so by joining in the chat room and typing there, or feel welcome to call. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And that's the number that you can call in. Today we are going to be talking about, what are you willing to do to transform you? You know, this is an open forum where everybody can just call in and share what it is they're doing to transform themselves. Or if you are already totally transformed, I want to hear from you as well. If you are looking to transform yourself, then you and I can work on this together. Are you in need of an attitude makeover? Look in the mirror and ask that question. Remember, there are no wrong and right ways. That is just what it is. And you know yourself better than anybody else. So look in that mirror and ask, girl, do you need a makeover? If you do, well, call in and let's talk about some of the things we can do. Do you have it all together? Well, if you have it all together, by all means, you can call in today and you can join me and be my co-host today, so we can do this show together and we can just rock and roll. as you all know that I am a published author. So far, I have two books that are already out. One is Conversation on Success. The other is Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And I do have a few more manuscripts in the oven. And prayerfully and hard work, I will have a couple more books out by next summer. So keep me in your prayers and ask God to continue use me in the way that He's using me, that I can continue to help you be empowered and transformed. So today I want to share, before I go into the show, I want to share from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. I am going to share the entry for August the 11th, and that is from Michelle He in Seliman. And the title of this entry is A Loving Act of Kindness. Recently, my teenage daughter was obsessing about having to get braces, which began a 2-week chant of, I am going to be ugly. And nothing I said would convince her otherwise. A few days before the procedure, our pastor told us about a young girl who had a rare form of cancer. Yet remaining hopeful, despite many obstacles, this hit a nerve with my daughter. And she immediately felt that her complaints were no longer valid. I assured her that it was normal to feel anxious about her dental work, and her reply was, "Yeah, Mom, but it could be a whole lot worse." Without hesitation, she began planning a bake sale to raise money for this girl in need. The day she got braces, her desire to bake and make signs for this fundraiser took priority over resting. Beautiful. The next morning, she set up a table at her brother's football game and made $66 in 2 hours. I was in awe of her effort and caring spirit. At church that Sunday, she gave the money to our pastor, who was truly touched by her generosity. He graciously thanked her and said, "Amber, you are leaving your own legacy of love." What an amazing story. We can all learn from that. That young woman, I don't know her age, but she totally transformed herself just by hearing that story of somebody that was going through a devastating time. And she used that to transform her life. The next one I want to read before I go into the topic for tonight is Risk Love Again. I think this one is for me. It is the nature of grace always to fill spaces that have been empty. It was not a habit to have a nightcap. But after the friendly conversation I had at dinner, I did not yet want to defend the silence of my grief alone. It was just beyond the first year anniversary of my husband's unexpected death. and life was only beginning to come into focus. I was not looking for a connection as much as an interruption of the pain. I am grateful for the grace that allowed this special man to see through the veil of sadness. He said it was my smile that attracted him. Ironically, I had not felt that any expression of joy had been present for quite some time. Apparently, grace was at play. He took a chance to come and sit beside me, hear my story, and share in my loss. Little did either of us realize that this was the beginning of a lifelong partnership and a love like I have never experienced. We now have been married for over 5 years. We regularly practice allowing the force of grace to move us into the empty space. Always risk love again. This is from Jody John Larson. Thank you so much, Jody, for sharing your story with us. Life transformation. I want to hear the phone lines ringing. I want to hear from the, if you're in the chat room, let me hear from you. What are you willing to do to transform your life? This question, whenever asked, will always obtain extremely diverse answers. Each and every one of us, transformation means something else. Now, I am passionate about transforming from the inside out. It does not matter how great our outside is, if the inside is going through turmoil, anxiety, fear, low self-esteem, anger, depression. If we are experiencing all those things on the inside, it doesn't matter how we dress the outside up. We are not going to be experiencing transformation. In order for us to understand about committing to some system, some method of transforming who we are, we must understand ourselves and know what makes us tick, and also understand the most about who we are. This past Friday, I did an episode on who am I and what am I searching for? You know, we are always searching. We are always looking. And if we don't know who we are, we certainly won't know who we are searching for when we find that person. He or she could be standing in front of us, staring us down. But because we are totally confused about who we are, we will let that person go by. So call in 646-915-8166. And we have a caller on, and I'm going to go to the caller to see if the caller wants to speak. And then we're going to go into some tips that I have here to which will talk about transformation. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 5976, would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller? Okay, well, I guess maybe the caller does not want to be live. Caller, your first three digits are 312. Do you care to speak? All right, so I'll come back to you later on. I am going to think that you are just joining us to listen. Welcome to the show. I'm going to put you back on mute, and later on, if you want to speak, I will come back. So let's work on some pointers about transforming ourselves. The first thing we need to do, and if you're on the phone or in the chat room, and right, I'm going back and forth some from my notes to the studio, so please work with me. The first thing I want to suggest, you need to begin looking forward at who you are and why you are here, instead of outward at the physical world or anything in it. This is your sacred quest. It's just like what I said before. Start from the inside out. Because you are the only one who knows the real you. Beside God, your Father, you are the only person that knows you. So make sure you start. You begin on the inside. So you begin. Then the next thing you're looking to do with this transformation, you want to grow. Grow from the transformation. Know that there is an invisible intelligence in everything. You have the power to make contact with this divine intelligence and create a life of bliss for you. A life of bliss for you. Only you can do that. Not your spouse, not your significant other. Not your boss, your supervisor, your children. Only you. And the third thing I want to encourage you to do is to draw your inner energy from the beauty that surrounds you. When you do so, this energy reception will become a source of strength and sustenance in your life. You know, yesterday I went to my hairstylist, and I wanted a new do. So he told his assistant to ask me whether I wanted to go lighter or darker. I said, I just need you to give me a jazzed up look. I need me a color, I said to him, and I need twist. I said, I need something new. Now, that's on my outside. However, before I could walk in there and let myself be vulnerable to him, for him to work on me, I had to transform my inside. I was transformed. I have been transforming my inside. And I was ready for what he was able to give me and what he was looking to give me. So I walked out of there feeling good about me. And he said to me, you want the twist? You don't even have length. I said, well, maybe you ought to go to the craft store and get some crochet needle so you could crochet what I want. So when you are transformed from the inside out, you are going to be prepared. And you are going to be ready for that which you are requesting. Attempt to remove all enemies from your thoughts. The same intelligence that flows through all human beings. When you know that you are connected to all, you cannot phantom striking out at others, let alone feeling hatred to all them. Every man is my brother. Every woman is my sister. It doesn't matter of your language. It doesn't matter the texture of your hair, the color of your skin, where you worship, your place of worship. You are my brother. You are my sister. I love you unconditionally. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you can do about that. I am only responsible for me. So I can only exude all the love to you. If you don't want to accept it, you are not messing up my transformation. You only are messing up yours. But I'm going to keep giving, keep giving, keep giving, and keep giving it to you. Be peaceful. Experience silence. Meditate. And really listen to God. The result will be that you will find the solution to each of your problems within yourselves. Be it related to relationships, finance, health, or self-image. Guys, we have the answers inside. We have the answers. The reason we are not able to tap into these answers is because we are so busy. We are busy bees. Busy, 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 busy. And we are not taking quiet time to be with ourselves. Again, I'll give you an experience about yesterday when I was at my stylist. My stylist, he does not allow anyone to eat in his salon. And I had traveled with my lunch, so I asked to go downstairs to have my lunch, and he allowed me to do that. And one of the workers, she was down there, and she said to me, "Do you want me to turn the TV on for your company?" And I said to her, "No." I said, "I love me, and I enjoy my company." So, you know, as I sat there eating my salad, that was my quality time with me. Quality time with me. And we all must enjoy the quality time with ourselves. There are some people who they just don't like to be quiet. They always have to have some noise around them. Listen, if you're thinking about transforming yourselves and your life, it's not just only the makeover. Yes, the nice clothes is good. The hairdo is all great. You know, the makeup, the glamour is all good. Losing weight, all of those are good, and it's part of the transformation. However, it is of vital importance that you start on the inside. Sit down, set some special time aside so you can listen. And you can begin to hear what your Creator is telling you to do. Be open. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Ask Him questions. Ask for clarity on the things that you want. Remember, again, I want to remind you that you are the only one who knows yourself inside out. And if you're afraid to look eyeball to eyeball at that person who is staring you at the mirror, you are losing out. So start. If you have not been able to do that, I want to start and do, if it's even 5 minutes a day, until you start to, increase the time. You do 10, 15, half an hour, where you can look at that person in the mirror, you can have a heart-to-heart, eyeball-to-eyeball conversation. Because we all need total life transformation in our spiritual life, in our health, all over, we need that. And I would encourage you to start from the inside. You know, decide on what it is you want to do. And let me tell you something. You can do it. I tell you, maybe it's about 18 months or 2 years now, I started eating drastically different. And today I saw a young man that I had not seen since he graduated, my friend's son. And he looked at me and he said, "Are you working out?" He said, "Oh, look at you. Are you working out?" And I said, "Not yet. But I am so super conscious of what I am putting on the inside of me. When I open my mouth, I think twice about what I'm swallowing. And the same way, I think about what's coming out of my mouth. And I do my best not to be gossiping and biting and all those things. Keep in mind that grievances bring turmoil, while communication brings peace. If you're angry at someone in your life, work at communicating with that person about your aggrieved feelings, no matter how difficult it may be. Let me tell you, a few weeks ago, I was going through something like that, and I prayed about it, and I had to prepare myself to sit with the person to talk about it. And as I speak about it, I had to let the person know, I'm not looking to blame. I don't want to hear excuses. I just want to talk about it and to know that at the time when I heard it, I chose to feel hurt about it. Because that was my choice, to hurt, you know? And I said, it should not have been said, whether the person took it out of context or not. It just should not have happened. So, if I was not working on the inside of me, I would not be able to do that, because I would still be sitting here feeling bad about it. Write down this ancient truth and reread it on a daily basis. When you seek happiness for yourself, it will always elude you. When you seek happiness for others, you will find it yourself. Let me say it slowly if you want to write it down. When you seek happiness for yourself, it will always elude you. When you seek happiness for others, you will find it yourself. Work at being content with who you are, rather than pleasing others by being inauthentic. Say to yourself, I am what I am, and it is okay as long as I'm not hurting anyone else in the process. Ain't that the truth? Listen, we got to love who we are. We got to love ourselves. If you don't love you, nobody else is going to love you. So when you go shopping for clothes, shop for it because you love it, not because somebody else is going to love you in it. It so happens that when that person like you in the dress, it's going to be gravy. But whether they like it or not, you got to love you. Because trust me, I have learned a long time ago that I can never please anyone else. I just have to please me and satisfy me and who I am. Okay? If you are just joining me, I am going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to check in with my caller on the line to see if they want to add anything about self-transformation.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
All right. And if you're just joining us, we are discussing some pointers that you can do to transform yourself. What are you willing to do to transform you? It is a personal choice and responsibility and decision on your part. You have to be the one that step up to the plate and say, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to make this sacrifice to do this in order to get this result. All right? I want to check back in with my caller to see if they want to say something. Hello, caller. Again, I'm back at you. If you don't want to speak, you can just tell me you're just listening. Your last four digits are 5976. Do you care to speak? Well, I guess not. You're not speaking, so raise your hand when you want to speak. Okay, again, the number is 646-915-8166. Relax about the future and let it go. Instead, make an active commitment to enjoy this day a little more. It is very difficult to accomplish anything when you are stressed over the outcome. When you relax and get peaceful, you become inspired and effective. We all got to learn to take deep breaths. Slow down and take deep breaths. Whatever we give our energy to, the end result is our manifestation. So, why not focus on the result that we want? Don't get anxious about it. You know, it is okay to sit down, put your legs up, your feet up, and do nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's not a crime. I know, especially us women, we don't want to take any downtime. We just want to keep busy, 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 busy. Just busy going, busy going. Take some time for yourself. You deserve it. Let go of the concept that more is better. This idea keeps us exclusively in the physical domain. You can replace the more is better belief with an inner serenity that does need more to be acceptable. You know, I want to use parenting as an example here. There are a lot of parents who are out there, you know, chasing the almighty dollar, and they are losing their children. There are a lot of spouses out there working 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 jobs and losing their families. Guys, it is time to re-examine what you are doing. There is no sense in losing your family for material things. You may have money in the bank, but if you lost your family, you indeed don't have more. So let part of this transformation be your commitment to family. not the big bank account, to family. If you're in a business that you can have the family go along with you when you're working on the big bank account, that's fine. But I ask you, do not desert your families for the almighty dollar. Forgive yourself for your transgressions. See that mistakes are lessons for you to transcend. Release yourself from the tyranny of self-recrimination. Make the decision to be free. Be an eagle. Be an eagle. When any situation is putting you and burdening you down, think of the eagle. Think of the eagle and how the eagle is free and always soaring. Rise on, there's a song that speaks about rise on the wings of eagles. Don't allow any situation to bog you down. No situation to bog you down. Again, remember, if you're listening, I want you to call in 646-915-8166. Entertain the thought that you remove habits from your life by coaxing them downstairs one step at a time. Try to catch individual toxic thoughts in the moment they are occurring. One moment at a time, one day at a time, and you will be able to achieve the transition from toxic to pure. You know, for some of us, it's only our thoughts. For others of us, it is our thoughts plus the toxic people that we encourage and harbor in our lives. Don't feel compelled to be around somebody if they're a burden to you. And if they are toxic, you need to purge yourself. You cannot be transformed when you are bogged down with toxic people and toxic circumstances. It could be toxic relationship. It could be toxic job. Whatever it is, you got to be bold during your transformation stage to purge yourself of all toxicity. You must. It is your responsibility. Be still and know. These four words will help you get past striving and helping you get to know the bliss of being here now. One day at a time, guys. One day, living in the present, this moment, that's all we see. When you allow yourself to be still, you will understand the futility of constant striving or chasing after more. Get back to nature. Give yourself time in the woods, speaking in the mountains, walking in the open meadow, or walking barefoot on the beach. When you take the time to drink in the beauty of natural world, you will release your belief that things and accumulations are needed for you to feel complete. Shed your fault-finding tendencies. Know that you are the center of your life and that a loving presence is within you. Your ability to be self-reliant will overtake your habit of assigning blame. Learn to allow others to work out their difficulties without feeling that you are the only one that can fix things. Your ego is pushing you to intervene while your higher self wants you to experience peace and harmony, choose the latter. Choose the latter. Choose the latter. I want to welcome Mix Extradoor DMR. Welcome to the show. We are discussing about what you are willing to do to transform yourself. So if you have any things that you are doing at present or have done in the past, please join me by dialing 646-915-8166, or you are welcome to type in the chat room. I'm going back and forth from my notes to the chat room, and I'll be able to welcome you. So again, I thank you. I show gratitude and appreciation for you taking the time to be on my radio show this evening. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. So, I mean, these pointers that I am giving you, if you are thinking of getting an attitude makeover, these you can use as well. Put this affirmation in as many places as possible. In my world, nothing ever goes wrong. Look at it each day and let it remind you that everything is happening to you is a divine order and comes with a lesson. Learn the lessons, guy. Learn the lessons. Be conscious of your thoughts, of the makeup, and your internal dialogue. Know that any thoughts you repeat that are contrary to your divine eternal essence are keeping you from experiencing the joyous and complete life you deserve. Lighten your material load starting today, right now. This is the only time you have. As you do so, less energy is spent hoarding, ensuring, moving, polishing, and so on. The less attached you are to your possessions and the more you are able to share them with others unconditionally, the more peaceful life will be. Redirect your thoughts. If your first inclination is to have a judgmental thought about the physical appearance of someone, notice that you are doing so, and redirect your thought to consider the fullness of God within that person. That is transformation, because you are taking total control of yourself. You are not going to be blaming somebody else and say, oh, look at this, look at that, the other. You realize that your thought is going there and you can grab hold of it and just work with yourself right there. Make an attempt to shift your career objectives from self-absorption to calling. Use your talents and special interests to fulfill your service with your calling. Your life work will take a dramatic shift toward abundance, and you will feel that you are on purpose. Live your life with passion and purpose. You always hear me mention this on the show. Make an attempt to tame your ego by catching yourself when you are persistently using the pronoun I. You can make the decision to take the focus off yourself. The more you cut back an I, the more personal freedom you will experience. Remember that you are your country, your race, your religion. You are an eternal spirit, seeing yourself as a spiritual being without labels is a way to transform the world and reach a sacred place for all of humanity. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So remember that. When you feel an inclination to blame someone else for your circumstances, take an instant to say a prayer of thanks for that lesson. The lesson is to become aware that you are the one experiencing the feeling. If you are engaging in addictive behavior of any kind, the most effective way to rid yourself of an addiction is to go directly to your higher self and turn the problem to God. That's right. Just turn it over. Surrender, knowing that the highest force in the universe is within you. Is within you. So again, I'm going to go back to guests in the chat room. If you can hear me. Do you have any insight in systems and methods that you have been using to transform yourself? If you have any insight you want to share, please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you, Miss Extraordinary. Let me hear from you. I welcome your calls. I welcome your feedback. I welcome your input. 646-915-8166. I'll give you time to gather your thoughts. I will be back. I'm going back to my notes. Spread a day silently. Spend a day silently reciting the word love whenever you encounter another human being. This practice has such a positive effect that you may choose to use it as a silent background mantra throughout the day. Love, love, love. Practice releasing the emotions of fear and guilt and replace them with love, forgiveness, and kindness. If you are feeling guilty about your past conduct, remind yourself that you are inviting turmoil into your life. Release the guilt by forgiving yourself and vowing to avoid that kind of conduct. Transformation is up to you. Attitude makeover is up to you. You know, a lot of times there are certain attitudes we have been harboring much too long. And now they have taken up permanent residence in our life. They're occupying too much real estate in our lives. And you got to know to evict these behavior. Because if you're working on transforming yourself, you cannot have those things taking up real estate. So you got to move them out of there. You know, you got to get the tractor trailer to really dig them out, because some of them been there so long that they are just taking up too much real estate. They have you're held as a hostage. You are just under pressure with them. So you must make the decision that enough is enough. I don't want to have you take up so much real estate in my life. You got to go. And I mean you got to go now. I am ready to transform who I ought to be. This is not who I was created to be. And you are in my life far too long. You got to go today. So you look in the mirror and you tell that to those circumstances and those situations in your life. Bring to change the vocabulary you use to describe yourself and your expectations. Instead of saying maybe, if I'm lucky, perhaps, and one never knows, use words and phrases such as absolutely, certainly, I know I can. When you use these words that reflect on absence of doubt, you will conduct your life in the same way. So be bold. Look in the mirror and start using them. You know, write them on 3x5 cards and put them on the dashboard of your car. Put them up on the filing cabinet in your office, wherever. Put them up. Judge not. If you see someone who is very different from you in a physical appearance or in age or economic status, use your mind to send them love rather than judgment. Tell thought. Surrender. Accept the fact that your body will die and that you are eternal. Surrender to this fact when someone dies. And stop telling yourself that this is his or her. Telling yourself that his or her death shouldn't have happened the way that it did. You can surrender and you can grieve. You know, today we had a similar conversation at church. One of the sisters at church said, you know, I realize because of the death of such and such and such and such, we never know. And she said that because in the past month, two people died who weren't ill and nobody knew that they were ailing. And there are other people that we know who are ill and they're still around. And that was why she was saying, you never know. And I said to her, no. It is not for us to kind of figure out who is going to go because we have no control over that. Make a daily effort to look up on others without condemnation. Every judgment takes you away from your goal of peace. Keep in mind that you do not determine that you do not define anyone with your judgment. You only define yourself as someone in need to judge. Give yourself the gift of silent retreat every day, even if it is only for a few moments. Go back to that key of higher awareness, shutting down the inner dialogue, and know that this is your ticket to peace. Notice the act of kindness that other people do rather than their wrongdoing. You are all good, decent, loving souls, but we occasionally get lost when you cannot focus on the good in others and hold that in your mind. You are acting from your higher self. You're acting from your higher self. Yes. Remember, you can participate in the conversation by calling 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. What are you willing to do to transform yourself? What have you been doing that you got totally transformed and have it all together? Share with us. Let us in on the secret. Yes. So, remember that what you think about expands. I said that earlier on. Since you have the power to make your inner world work for you or against you, use it to create the images of bliss that you want to occur in your material world. Eventually, that inner bliss will be the blueprint that you consult as the architect of your everyday life. When you have the choice to be right or to be kind, always choose being kind. Remember that you have the choice in all of your daily interactions. Begin keeping track of the judgmental thoughts that you allow in your mind each day, increasing your awareness of the judging habit will help you consult your loving presence as these judgmental attitudes start surface. Know that you are not your name, nor your occupation, or your social security number. You are eternal light and divine, regardless of what you have done or have failed to do, regardless of what family you live in or what you have been labeled. In the God intelligence, you are holy and you have a purpose for being here. Yes, guys, you have a purpose for being here. So don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. You were called for a purpose. Look into a mirror and say out loud, I love you. I value you. I know that there is much more to you than I can see staring back at me. You will find yourself going beyond the physical and removing many of your intrusive thoughts about defending yourself and attempting to prove your worth. In the midst of the tremendous meeting of a frantic encounter with your children, get up and excuse yourself for a moment. Give yourself 5 minutes to get centered and ask God this question: what is my purpose here? And how may I serve you in the midst of this confusion? When you can do that, guys, it shows that you are transforming yourself. Become aware that there are no accidents in our intelligent universe. Realize that everything that shows up in your life has something to teach you. Appropriate everyone and everything in your life. Avoid extragrating or changing facts for the purpose of impressing others. This quality may be cute to a child, but in an adult, it is a way of relying on the ego to keep illusion alive. Persisting in the practice will just keep you from knowing your higher self, which needs no extrication to feel important in the eyes of others. Remember that your past must have taught you the wrong message. If these messages do not bring you peace and happiness, do not be afraid to let go of these beliefs if they do not. Keep a journal. In it, describe what offends you about other people. If you can be objective, you will find that what offends you is really a judgment about how others should be behaving. These judgments are the false idea of yourself convincing you that the world ought to be as you are rather than as it is. If there is someone in your life whom you love, tell him or her how you feel, even if you are afraid to do so. By taking action against your fear of intimacy, you invite your higher self, your loving presence, to replace your ego's non-loving fear and tactics. Yes, I'm checking in with my person in the chat room. Do you have any insight? Anything you want to add? The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I will be back. I'm going back to my notes. You cannot have a better past, so abandon that idea right now. You did what you knew how to. Give the circumstances of your life. Instead of indulging in regrets, let your thoughts remain on love and let your actions stem from that love. Just be. Let go of all the benefits or all the beliefs that convince you of your inadequacies and shortcomings. Clean out that closet of worn out loyalties to what you can and cannot do. Just keep yourself upright in this moment. Just be. Strength, have conversation with God to provide an important moment during this conversation. Instead of asking for special favors, affirm your willingness to use all of your inner strength to create solutions. Practice giving without receiving. Send anonymous contributions or gifts. Pay the toll for the car behind you. And feeling of peace and contentness will be your reward. Spend special moments in awe of the miracle that life truly is. Awe is loving appreciation for God's work and the presence of divine intelligence. A budding tree. Appreciate the beauty around you. A soaring bird, a budding tree, a mother and her nursing infant, an elderly couple holding hands. Allow love to circulate from you to them and let it begin to return. The more you practice receiving love from your surroundings, the more energized you will become. Give more of yourself and ask less in return. When serving others becomes a priority, you will start asking the universe on a daily basis, how may I serve? Know that you are an eternal and purposeful being. Be secure and serene with no need for compliments or reassurance that you are in any way more special or distinct from others. We are all children of God, no favorites, no outcasts, all one. Know that you don't really have to do your best. Your best leaves no room for improvement. You are better off to simply do and enjoy and be willing to learn. Willing, willing. What are you willing to do to transform yourself? Those are the pointers that we are talking about here today. Be cognizant of the fact that everyone who comes into your life in any capacity is valuable. The petty tyrants are just as divine as those who provide you with the encouragement and support. Those whom we judge to be unfortunate or evil can teach us our greatest lessons. Try not to compare yourself to others as a measurement of your performance or feelings of success. If you do, you will have brought into the enormous, ergonomous idea that God plays favorites and that you will in some way be better when you are ahead of someone else. Practice generosity. People who give willingly of their possessions and their money are not doing it because they have to give it. They are coming from a special heart place, space that is attracted to serving and sharing. We can all give something to the service of others and in the service of our higher selves. Free yourself from addiction. That is addiction to substances such as alcohol, drugs, sugar, caffeine, or more abstract concepts such as approval, danger, and sexual conquest. All of this is just your ego at work. Ego at work. Yes, I'm checking in. Any contribution from the chat room? If you are listening, let me hear from you. 646-915-816. I am sure you got some brilliant ideas that you have been using to transform your life. Come on, guys. Share it with the rest of us. Allow your higher self to guide you when you have problems. Create a sentence that you repeat silently, such as, "Please decide for me. I leave it in your hands." This may seem like a crap out, but I have found this technique helpful in many problem areas of my life. Be aware that nothing will bring about an inner feeling of turmoil faster than allowing yourself to be seduced into frightening or arguing. You always have a choice to argue or not to argue, to confront or not to confront. Choose the peaceful approach. demonstrate tolerance and love by ignoring what may have transpired in the past. Avoid the inclination to make someone wrong by pointing out the fallacies of their point of view with examples such as their past. Let go of the desire to win and cultivate the desire to communicate. Rather than actually making an issue of things with your immediate family and friends, try letting go of your ego investment in favor of a more peaceful point of view. You only need a few seconds to pause and know how much better peace feels. Transformation, guys, it's not an overnight job. It certainly is not an overnight job. It takes work, consistent work. You know, there's a saying that you can eat a whole elephant, you just need to do it one bite at a time. And it's the same way with transformation. We all got to realize that we are not where we are overnight. So transformation is consistent dedication, commitment, and devotion to these practices that I am sharing with you. You know, I pray that you'll go back and you'll download this episode and listen to it and use it as a tool to guide you on your quest for self-transformation. Rather than continually making an issue of things with your immediate family and friends, try letting go of your ego. Invest in a favor of a more peaceful point of view. You only need a few seconds to pause and to know how much better it feels. That is so true. And sometimes when you are living in turmoil for so long, you have no idea what peace is like. You rarely doubt. Develop the ability to witness your thoughts by stepping back and watching them enter and exit your mind. Just observe the flow of thoughts will slow the mind down to the still point where you can experience God. Develop the sense that anything that is destructive is to one human being is destructive to all. Know that the essence of life forces that flows through you flows through everyone. That awareness will give you a loving energy that will help to bring all of us together. Get a clear picture in your mind of something that you would like to see happen in your life. A job opportunity, a new love, quitting an addictive behavior, or whatever. Keep your inner focus on this picture and extend love outward with this picture in mind. This result will be worth your effort. Remember, practice, 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 guys. Practice, practice, practice. Practice. Be aware of your thoughts and remind yourself that the simple act of thinking is evidence that there is an invisible energy that flows through you at all times. Develop your inner faith. The kind of faith I am describing does not need to be religious service or a holy book experience. It comes from having the direct inner experience of God as a part of your higher self. Try on the concept that beliefs restrict you, while knowing empowers you. A belief is merely a mental note attached to your lapel by your mommy. A knowing is etched to the cells of your being and therefore lives within you with the absence of doubt. Let go of any repetitious inner dialogue. The horror and tragedies of the world. Know that everything that happens is perfect. Even the parts that you dislike. All of your opinions about how things should take place, or nothing more than notions you have of how God should be orchestrating this play. Yeah. If you are just joining us, we have 13 minutes remaining. 646-915-8166. Yeah. Yes. So now I have such long notes here, I have to skip some. And curb your need to be right. If you truly want to work on this area of restraining your ego, then simply respond to what someone has just said without offering an argument or a piece of advice. As you practice this technique, your ego will fade and your relationships will improve. Release everything that you have been told is impossible or unrealistic, and allow yourself the freedom to make your own contracts with God about what is possible for you. Examine all of the doubts you have about miracles and miracle workers, and replace the doubt with openness. Slow yourself down with moments of contemplative silence. That is to do nothing. In these moments, appreciate your body and all of your physical universe. Notice the inner waves of pleasure that you experience. Know that you are a soul with a body, rather than a body with a soul. Remember that your soul cannot be measured or observed with the tool that you use to view the material world. Release the idea that a failed relationship makes you a failure. There are no failed relationships. Every person who enters and exits your life does so in a natural sharing of life divine lessons. Make love to focus of your life. When this is in the case, you will have no expectations about how others should respond to your act of love. Your higher self invites you to serve and give without any anticipation and reward. Simple, simple, simple. Your life is as do so. You will discover that many items that you previously chased after, including money, will begin to show up in your life without you pursuing them. This is one of the great ironies in life. Less is more. Take full responsibility for all the events in your life. When you blame something outside of yourself, all the circumstances you are experiencing, you give control of your life to the outer phenomenon. When you release blame and go with it, you will always find what you need. Release your fear of disappointment. You do not need it. You are a divine creation of God. When you know that you are on a spiritual mission, you become independent of the good opinion of others. Get on with your purpose. Trust in your intuition. Quietly affirm that you will define your own reality from now on, and that your definition will be based on your inner wisdom. Stop paying so much attention to the superficial pursuit of your life. Learn to tune within and know your higher levels of awareness. You need to become acquainted with this part of yourself and believe in the energy of loving presence that is part of you. Release the false idea that you need to prove to anyone that you have acquired the necessary credentials to be considered a success. Success is not measured by external. It comes from within. Remind yourself that every negative thought you have about another is something you are thinking about yourself. Replace these negative thoughts with positive ones, and your self-esteem and self-worth will grow accordingly. Do you doubt your ability to know God? If so, then know that if you are alive, you have the life force of God within you. It is as simple as that. Your aliveness confirms the existence that the highest awareness within yourself. Drop the notion that you are what you do. Remember this. If you are what you do, then you don't. You aren't. When you find yourself troubled by anything, say out loud, "I am more than what bothers me." Just this simple statement affirms yourself as something more than a receptacle for troubles will keep you from allowing these troubles to run rampant in your life. Remember that you are here on earth for one purpose, to love and to be loved. When you concentrate on this thought, everything in life seems to flow easily. Practice listening to others while keeping the focus off yourself. During conversation, concentrate on what the other person is saying and what they are feeling. Then respond with a sentence that begins with "you" instead of "I." You instead of "I." Remember yourself every day that the highest worship of God is service to mankind, and that it is through those acts that your spiritual quest will be realized. You do not need to convince others that you are divine. Do it indeed. Your inner awakening of joy and bliss will be rewarded. Release your ego. Examine everything that offends you and see if you can get your ego out of the picture. When you are offended, you are actually thinking, "This is awful. How could God allow it?" Release your ego. Then act up on that which you are for. There will be no need to fight. Resist the need to boast about yourself. Strive to be interesting rather than interesting. Become a listener, the one who cares about the accomplishments and activities of others, and you will not need to distort for your personal storyline. Avoid dictating to those who are smaller, younger, or less educated. We are all different. We are all at different stages of our spiritual path, but none of us is better than anyone else. We are just different. We are just different. Well, I just pray that this has helped you today to start on your transformation, your life transformation quest. You know, we are all born for a purpose. And sometimes this journey gets a little rough, but we can do it. So long as we keep focused that we are unique, we are created in God's image, He does not make any less done. So, with that being said, I look forward to receiving your emails and to hearing from you about your life transformation journey. Remember that we are all created for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to tell you otherwise. Happy.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
David. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this plague. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this plague. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Women Obtaining Wealth is a multifaceted organization that operates an internet talk show, financial, family, and business coaching service to women. While